Hey guys.
Hello, we are back. It is that time of the month for another Then and Now.
And it's like one of the best ones. Is it one of the best? They're all really great. Okay.
I was going to say, we've done
They're all really, really good great groups. But so. I don't know, guys. It's 2 p.m. I don't know about you. I love me some 2 p.m.
That is fair.
I think
I had a lot of trouble with this one, though.
2 p.m.
Because, well, yes, but I also realized that I've never really, listened to albums straight through. It was always just, songs here and there, not knowing what era they're from, what album they're from, and just liking
2
them.
2 p.m.? I got into 2 p.m. before their debut.
See, I didn't, and that was another thing going into Feelings at debut.
That 2 p.m. was the first group. They were the first group where I've listened to a K-pop album. I was just looking up K-pop groups and I found 1:59 p.m. and I listened to it. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Who is this group?
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't get into them really into them until they released Hands Up.
What?
I knew of them before when they debuted with 10 out of 10. I wasn't a huge fan of the song.
What?
I did like Again and Again, though. That one with the purple suits, the purple detailed suits, that one was really good. And I remember liking that, and that's when I started to kind of pay attention to them. But I never really fully delved into them until Hands Up. That being said, though, I still knew them, and I knew the J Park stuff and all of that. But
J Park being in 2 p.m. it was never going to work out.
No. It also
just based off their discography.
Yeah,
it was never good.
Never. It also feels like a fever dream. I'm like, did that really happen?
It was so short. So yeah. We don't really have to count it.
Yeah. So I knew of them, and immediately after they debuted, I knew them and knew who they were and knew the members. I ended up learning about them, but I never really invested myself until Hands Up. So that's why this episode was a little bit more difficult for me, because I debut eras, their first few single albums, mini albums, I'd pick and choose the songs that I was oh, wow, I like this. And then I realized that really that kept happening until it was just always I liked these songs and I don't know what albums.
Because I was also trying to figure out 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. What's
the difference? Yeah. There was that as well.
I liked 10 out of 10. I can't remember the Korean words between it, but he's ship show, ship show. I was like, this is popping. I like it. It's such an addicting chorus.
It is addicting.
I know what
And I remember their dance moves, the acrobats.
Did you watch the video again?
Yeah.
It is so scandalous.
It is.
It's so.
I love the part where they dip their finger in the whipped cream.
I was like, is this a threesome? Wow.
That's how I felt. It was, though.
I was like, should I be here?
I love how it panned, though, and it was they were licking the whipped cream off the finger, and then all of a sudden it was another member, and he was trying to pull his finger back.
He was
what
are you on?
Give me my finger back.
I was what are we doing? It was so spicy.
It
the
was.
The entire thing. I was
It was really funny to watch it again and realize, K-pop music videos used to be a lot more suggestive like this.
That they was very...
really tamed out.
What a way to establish yourself as a group.
Right. Right.
If you did that now, people would lose their mind.
And you'd have people that were, like, mad about it as well.
Oh, like, furious.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
I liked it.
I liked it, too. It was fun to watch again, and it was funny. The song was not for me. And even when I was re-listening to it, I was like, I don't know what it is about this debut that just doesn't get me. But I liked the music video. It was funny. It was fun. It was also scandalous, as you said. And then, like, the acrobatic dance moves were something to really just be, like, wowed for at the time that they debuted.
I mean, God.
Like, they were doing, like, bring it. They were doing, like, spins. Like, it was, that was crazy.
They were all over that stage.
Yeah, right?
Well, I liked it, so.
I didn't.
Very, just, I mean, like I know at, what you're saying.
Yeah. No, because I love 2 p.m. I just realized that I had a lot of difficulty with this, but I'm glad you liked it.
And it's definitely a track that throws me back in the time when I play it. Yeah. I'm like, oh my.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is a huge throwback song.
I gotta
song.
Listen to.
And I actually didn't know that you were into them since pre-debut.
That was when I was, like, discovering K-pop still.
That's interesting.
I was just clicking stuff to click it. I was like, this album is really good. Who are these people? And I was like, 2 a.m.'s album's not that great. It was good, but not as great as 2 p.m.'s. That's where the addiction started.
That's fair.
I love 2 p.m. They're everything I needed in a group. They're just everything I need in a group. Because I watched, what was that show with, like, the babies and the idols? I watched that
Oh,
one.
Yeah. Hello. Was it Hello Baby?
I think so. And then where the idols get married to each other.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes. And
I
then
watched,
there,
yep.
There was also that dating show that I really liked, that Junkae was on. Oh, what was it called? The Romantic and Idol. I really liked that. I really liked that show. It was Junkae, and he was with an AOA member. I remember. And he had, like, those thick, fake black frame glasses for, like, a majority of the show. I remember. He was such a dork. Like, I would not have chose him as my choice in comparison to, like, the others that were on there. But he was such a dork. He tried his best. He did. He was, like, embracing the romantic aspect.
He did what he had to do.
But yeah, We Got Married was the other.
Because I watched it for Nikkun.
Yeah, Nikkun was on.
That was so cute. They were like, cute. Okay.
That was.
I don't remember watching it for anyone else. Because I was like, I'm over it. That was nice.
I was going to say, Taekyun was also on it. I remember that one being a very, people were sad.
Why? Because it wasn't their man?
They were sad that they weren't real, I think.
Oh.
They
He's such a... I think he's such a heartthrob, so I get it.
Yes, he definitely is.
Out of the members, he's very, like, boyfriend-coded. So I understand, because I think the reason why I didn't watch it was because I knew I was going to be jealous. No, I'm never going to have this man. I'm not going to watch him with somebody else.
I think more than being jealous, people were really just like...
I wish it was true that y'all were
Yeah.
Like,
I wish you guys wouldn't break up.
That's so cute. So some people need to watch that as an example.
Mm. It was good. I really like the romantic and idol too.
All of 2 p.m. is like...
They're gorgeous.
Husband material.
Yes, they are. I agree. They really are.
I think they're just about the, well, in that time, I don't know, like, arguably they're, like, the only group for me that has ever come off as, like, men.
Yeah. Yes, especially during that time.
Yeah. And yeah. And it's always been like that.
They didn't really feel like a boy group. Mm-mm. They, like, the members, and then seeing them on shows like We Got Married and The Romantic and Idol, they just felt very, like, boyfriend coded, mature, husband material. Like, even when they were in their youth and they were silly, mm-hmm. they always just, like, presented themselves in a very, like, mature way, a very, like, appealing to female fans kind of way.
Definitely, because I stan. I want more groups like that. Like, you could be humorous and, like, charming and all that, and you could still be mature.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think the only thing really close to them now in newer eras is Monsta X.
Yeah. I can't think of another group that's, like, that and way. Why would you do that with the demographic?
Yeah. Especially it's because a loss. The ones that are debuting now are younger, too.
Yeah.
But, like, even when Monsta X debuted,
they weren't
in 2015.
They never presented that.
Yeah,
but they if still, it was mature, it was like young, mature,
grungy, young, mature. Yeah, but they still like individually seeing them interact outside of the idol sphere, they felt like similar on par with like 2PM.
No, I agree. Like,
personality wise,
I agree. We just need that look and feel.
Yes,
for more groups.
I agree. We do. Because
I could count a lot more girl groups that were more mature than boy groups.
Mm-hmm. So. And even now, that's limited too.
Yeah. What is going on?
Age. That's what's going on.
But it's like, it's still, whatever. Anyway, that was our feelings for debut.
So the next question is songs to recommend to a non-K-pop listener. This one is easy for me, mainly because I've had people come to me and be like, this is a K-pop group for these two songs. And
oh, you put two?
I put two down.
I thought about it. I had to do My House for me. It's probably the most K-pop-y song I've recommended.
It is.
To be, like, trick somebody.
For me, it was Hands Up and Go Crazy.
Oh, that's so K-pop.
Put
your hands up.
It's K-pop, but it's also party.
Yeah.
Like, both of them. And those are the two songs that have actually had not people that don't listen to K-pop come to me and be like, this is a K-pop song? Oh, my God. do you know these people? And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I mean, like, granted, it's probably the people I know that I would play the song for, they wouldn't really care for it. And that's okay. But I feel like My House is I think it's a nice song to introduce someone to.
Yeah.
For 2PM. I think it encapsulates like what 2PM is as a group.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
That's like current. Because if I play literally anything from 1:59 PM, I'm going to be like, what is this? A jump in the past. That's what this is. It's a lot of sounds that are not used right now. So I would play it. I'd enjoy it. But would everyone else enjoy it?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter because I have the aux. Those are good recommendations. Hands Up is like. So.
Hands Up and Go Crazy are both very like party sounds. Like very K-pop though. Which
They're
both very. Like they're not even like American party dance house sounds. They're both just very K-pop-y.
Yeah, even, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which makes it funnier.
I'm thinking about Hands Up. I'm like, yeah, that's just so K-pop.
But it makes it funnier knowing that people have come to me and been like, this is K-pop? Like, what? I didn't know this. Do you know these people?
It is during the time of, oh man. What is the name of that song? What is it giving? What was that super popular song? It was an Asian trio.
I have no idea.
Or it was two Asians. I can't remember. It was an American group. Oh, it'll come to me later. It's just a really popular song. It was playing in Forever 21 all the time. A lot of middle schoolers and high schoolers. That was our song. You'll know when you hear it. If it comes up in my mind, I'll let you guys know. But it escapes me. It was like they came out with two songs and that was it. It was like Soulja Boy when you just need that one hit.
And then you're set for life.
Yep. It was one of those songs.
It's not. None of this sounds familiar. So I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I can't even sing the song because I can't even like pinpoint the melody yet. I can't. I gotta let it go.
Well, letting it go. Top three songs.
This was fair.
Four top three songs. Was it?
Yes, it was hard for me. I'm obsessed with like a lot of these albums.
Mine was easy. They came to mind immediately. And they're all title songs too. Unfortunately, but also fortunately, because they're all very good title songs.
You want to go first?
Sure. While you make your final decision.
I made them. I just.
So mine is. These are not in any specific order either, but ADTOY, My House, and Make It.
Ugh. All great choices.
Right? So, ADTOY, obviously, that
so
just...
So sexy.
Right? So sexy. I remember when that music video dropped and everybody lost their mind. Like, what was 2PM doing with the chairs and the suits? And oh my God.
Like, we knew they were men, but they are men.
Yeah, but they are men. And then when they started performing it live, oh my God.
Yep. Oh my God, what a
everybody was losing their mind. And then My House, just going back to what Lacey said, it's a really good song. It's so catchy. Like, it's so catchy. It's got that funk to it. And then I just remember, like, I can rewatch this music video 100 million times. I love this music video so much. And I just remember, like, I want to be that girl. They're all so sexy. They look great in their suits.
Because Tay was crazy. That was so, I never wanted, I've always wanted them. But, like, that video, I was like,
right? And that woman. Right? And, like, all of the scenes where they were, like, so close to each other. And
when
then,
like, Tay was being pushed up again. Like,
God.
Jump out a window.
God, it was just so, it was, like, sexy, but in a subtle way. Not, like
what
they,
like, this was, yes. Like, the, this is what women want. This is, yes, from the fan fictions themselves.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was definitely fan fiction coded. Because I was like, definitely. Oh, what? What?
Because it didn't make sense.
No, it didn't. But I was living for it. And I was like, what do I have to give to be this girl right now? Like, give me all of
what
them.
Do I have to do to get a man like that?
And even for this,
like,
music
all of
video,
them.
All
if we
of
just
them.
Put them together and create a man.
No,
that's what I
I'll just
that's
take
what I
every single one of, like,
I mean, why not? Why limit yourself?
Make it a harem. I don't care. Like, literally
for
watching
life,
this-
I would marry every single one.
Like, literally, this music video, I was just like, I don't know who my bias is anymore. I love
literally
them all.
Literally, like, I mean, granted,
they were all
2PM's always been really hard.
Yeah. Same. I've switched bias. I have, like, a staple, but I've switched biases quite a lot. But, geez, I just... And then I remember when I was watching Vincenzo with Taekyeon, I was like, who is my bias? Like, I don't... I'm questioning everything. And then when they had their comeback in 2021, I was just questioning everything. But, man, My House... Every single one of them, the scenes.
Everybody
the
knows.
You I was just like, wow, my heart is fluttering. And then last one was Make It, because that music video was just nonsense. And also, that was their first comeback in years. So
2PM has always
and
been
also it was
goofy
catchy. They
in
have
a lot of the in some of their music videos. So
yeah,
I like Make It too.
And also, it was catchy in the still, like, 2PM catchiness sphere. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt grown. Because obviously they're grown now, but it was still very, like,
their style,
fun, and them. So those are my three choices.
Well, those were great. two of mine come from the same album, I'm pretty sure. Well, the first one is Back to You.
Okay.
It's very, very throwback, old R&B sound. And I never get over it. I never get over the song. I could play it. I still play it. I could play it a million times and I'd be like, run it back.
Yeah.
Because y'all did that. If you want an R&B like sound, 159 PM is a
That's
really
a very
good album.
Yeah. Format. I was going to say early 2PM is a good.
Oh, yeah. Like, you want some R&B feels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2PM was there for you.
Back to You is such a, like, throwback. Like R&B, like R&B, but also just K-poppy R&B.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, but they've got that, like, that warpy sound to
it's
it.
The warp sound, but it's like still sounds you would hear in, like, some R&B.
Yeah, but it's just it's
then.
So. Oh, and that's the thing. But it, I was gonna say, but it's just so R&B. Like if you
so coded.
It, someone, yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but yes,
who produced it? Let's look. So heavy and like.
Because it definitely reminds me of, like, I can't think of any, like, male artists off the top of my head, but, like, Dream, for example, the girl group Dream from the 2000s-ish. It reminds me of them, honestly. Like, that.
I mean, 2PM, it says produced by 2PM. Let's specify. Let's look it up. 2PM, Back to You. Produced by. Oh, y'all are lame.
Does it not have anything?
I don't think so. I'm going to Wikipedia. I'm going to the album. Let me see. Arrangements. I mean, no information. So y'all were in your bag for Back to You. The whole album. I can't really point out an artist either. I mean, that's old R&B. I can't even point out a song that would like that has used a sound from Back to You. It's kind of giving like Usher, but not really.
Yeah.
Usher is more newer R&B. So I don't know. But Back to You is hot. It's great.
It's a really good song.
The next one is a personal favorite for me. It's another one where I play a million times. It's Give Me the Light.
Okay.
It's not... It's just, I'm very nostalgic about Give Me the Light. It's just because, like, my childhood. It's my youth. It makes me go back in the past. It's not R&B. It's not super R&B heavy. But I think it's a good song to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Very vibe. Like, a vibe from back then.
I was going to say, it's very just early K-pop. Like,
But it's slow.
When K-pop first came. Yeah, but it still has that energy. The, like... Mm-hmm. Kind of bounciness, I would say, to it. It just has that early, like, when I think of Give Me the Light, I think, like, the encompassment of, like, Neverland by UKISS, like, kind of those sounds. Obviously, Neverland by UKISS is, like, much more energetic, but it just, those early K-pop sounds, that's what I think of.
Yep. And then the last one is from Grown, and it's Love Song.
Okay, I like Love Song. I like that album. It wasn't one of my top choices for albums, but I like that album.
There's something about that song when I first heard it. The way it starts off, I'm like, I hate the sound, how it's going to work. But it works. It's such a great song.
It is.
It is a slow song.
It's a slow song, but it's always... I don't
2 p.m. can make some really good ballads.
I was going to say, 2 p.m. is a group, though, that I don't mind slow songs from.
Exactly.
Because they do make great ballads, but also their voices are also very distinct, that listening to it, there's still a level of depth to it that really just adds something to the song.
I think it's because they have more, like, tenor.
Yeah, because I was going to say Grown is definitely one of their albums that's a lot slower, just overall.
Yes.
It has more of the slow sounds. It has more of the, like, mature kind of, like, jazzy.
I think this is their most mature album.
Quote, jazzy kind of-esque sounds.
I can see that.
But I love that album.
That album is fucking amazing.
It's a really great album.
So I don't mean to curse, but that is a great album.
So I think it says a lot that they can do... slow songs, and fans like you and me that usually don't like slow songs and ballads are like, oh my god, this is so good.
Yeah, a lot of 2 p.m. That whole album is not super upbeat.
Yeah, no, it's
and
not.
It's a great album.
Great album. Like, it is definitely,
like, y'all know us, we're not really into the ballad stuff, but
it definitely makes one of my top albums from 2 p.m.
I'm playing the album. The album doesn't have skips.
No, it doesn't. I agree.
Those are my choices.
Nice. We have a nice array. And you had all... I had all title songs and you had all B-sides. That was amazing.
Go us.
That's usually different. Like, it's a mix. Yeah. Or I usually have more B-sides. So that's...
Because I'm obsessed with them.
That's impressive. Yeah. But valid. 2 p.m. is really great. 2 p.m. is really great.
You guys are great. Do you hear
we
that?
We love you. We need another comeback.
If we could just get another Grown album.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be perfect.
Especially with the way, with how mature they are now. Like, they're men. Like,
if we could get a Grown,
and
like,
they're older,
R&B.
It's crazy, too, because they're older than us. So it's kind of like, oh, get us Grown. Give us Grown.
Give us Grown part two.
Territory.
I would. Oh, my God. Please.
That would be great. Well, since we're talking about albums.
This is the hardest question.
Next song is top album.
Next song. Next question.
Next question is top album.
Well, what's your top album? Because it is so hard for me to pick between two.
I have two. So if it makes you feel better.
Oh.
You can not limit yourself. The first one is, it's funny because these are both very, like, opposite ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So the first one is Number 5. And the second one is actually their most recent Must.
Wow. Those are both great albums, too.
They are. I just remember, I think a lot of it, too, was the hype of having 2PM. Because when Must came out, I was just addicted to that album. Every single song, I was just like, wow, it's getting better and better and better. Like, I've missed them so much. Make It, mind you, was definitely the song off that album. But I really loved that whole album. And I think a lot of it, like I said, was just the hype of them being back and missing them. And then number five is just like the epitome of early K-pop. Like every song on that album, I just love it so much.
I feel like 2PM is a group where they are, to me, they're one of the rare groups where you can listen to all their albums and not completely hate an album.
Yeah. Yeah, that is fair. Because like
they have
a
really good discography.
They do. Because like when I think of number five, My House is on that, and that's obviously my favorite. But the next song that comes to mind as being like, oh, I love this song, is Nobody Else. And it's just like, it's a good album, but it's just like, I really like that old K-pop sound, like the old, like, I don't know. It's just, even though the album,
old K-pop R&B.
Yeah. And dance mixed in.
And dance. Yeah. Ugh. Their albums are great. Like, I've never listened to an album from them and been like, so glad that's over.
Yeah, right? No, that's not a thing.
That's not it. Must was really good. And number five, like, ugh, you guys are annoying.
Annoying.
Well, it's not going to be a surprise that the two I'm obsessed with is 159 PM.
I knew every that one was coming.
Every track, it is good. That whole album is great. Not a skip in that song, in the album. Like, and it's such a throwback to music where I just love it. It's very nostalgic and it just has all the right sounds. It's a blast in the past. I know I love this album when I can immediately hear every single track where I'm not like, I do like the song, but I don't remember what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like, I know all of these tracks by heart. So that's that one. And then Grown. Two completely different.
I don't know. Both of us have like opposite ends of the spectrum.
That's why it was hard. Because it's like you have two different feelings from two different albums. Mm-hmm. Grown is, like we said before, grown. Very mature.
Yeah.
But I think I really like Grown because it is one of the rare albums where it's not any upbeat tracks. But the way they laid out that album was so nice.
Yeah. It flows really well.
It flows extremely well. It was just a beautiful album.
Like, it is.
Very sensual and like romantic and not a skip. Every song is really great. And I just never would have thought I liked an album like this, but 2PM did that.
Yeah, same. I never would have expected liking an album like that either, but that one was a good.
That was
a
really good.
It was a good album. I just really liked that it kind of had that, I don't know what to describe it as, but jazz is what comes to mind first. It just had sensual, jazzy kind of just feel to it. And it really fit the Grown aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Those are my two.
Nice.
There's a lot of other great albums.
Great albums by them, for sure.
Like, even A Gentleman's Game was, like, good. Mm-hmm. Like, all the albums were great. They're just good albums. Y'all did a great, great job. Great job, everybody.
It is great.
Pat yourself on the back.
Next question is favorite special song or album?
I put Masquerade for mine. I think that's the one that literally sounds like, well, now I gotta go back to it. I don't know why I closed the tab. There goes my phone. Where is it?
I was never really into the Japanese releases, so that's interesting.
Masquerade, what is their other? They have a song that sounds really similar to this. And I'm like, that's why you like it. It's one of their songs they have, and it has the same tempo. And it almost sounds like it's going to go in the same chorus of the song. I just can't remember. It's not Again and Again. Well, now I got to figure it out because it's going to drive me crazy. I'm so sorry. Bear with me. It might be Heartbeat. No, I'll Be Back. I think it sounds similar to I'll Be Back.
Okay.
It does. Play Masquerade and then play I'll Be Back. And you'll be like, heavy influence on both of them. That's why I like it. It's very... when it comes to the up-tempo stuff from 2PM, you can make a Japanese track out of those songs.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I was never really into their Japanese tracks, but a lot of them are very up-tempo and very, like, J-pop coded. like actual J-pop of that time.
Yeah, although their tracks, I'm like, this is so J-pop. You don't even have to, you can sing in a Korean and it's just like the other stuff y'all put out.
It sounds like, yep. For me, it was Woo Young's Sexy Lady.
Oh, yeah. Damn. That was a good one.
The obsession with that music video and that Woo Young when that came out.
I lost it with that. Because who was doing platinum like him?
That was a time to be a 2PM fan.
The only repetitive song I'll stand. It was so addicting.
It was.
The dance moves.
It was. And the very just dance tracky, like, goes just back to the old K-pop sound. Like, I don't know what to say.
He's so fine.
He is. He still is. They all still are.
They all still are.
Dang, I remember everyone losing their mind with this music video.
Yep, I remember that too. Because, what? He was talking about a sexy lady, but he was sexy himself.
Yeah, he was the sexy one.
No one was doing it like Woo Young, so I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Like, I know Rain saw that, and he was like,
Yeah. I can't have competition.
Rain, I'm sorry, you can't. Like, if I had to pick, well, you're problematic.
I was gonna say I'd still chit. It was Woo Young.
So I'm gonna pick Woo Young. But even like, despite if I ignored the problematic stuff, I'm picking Woo Young.
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna be sorry.
Same. He's more visually even my type as well. Agreed.
Man, I can't believe that slipped my mind. I'm gonna stick beside my choice.
I was gonna say, you like the Japanese J-pop though, so that makes sense. It's okay. But
I can't cheat and be like, I really like all the J-Park stuff. I feel like
you can't count him. Yeah, you can't count him. He wasn't there long enough. It was a fever dream.
Literally everything Jay Park has, most of the stuff he's put out. And he's problematic too. Like, don't hate me for saying that. I can't. It's a good time.
It sucks that he releases such good music, because
I will say he hasn't done it anymore.
Yeah,
he's
not
very
anymore.
California music. And I don't like Cali music. I do not like Cali music.
Yeah.
From the South. I can't do it. It's not the same. Not enough bass.
Well,
too poppy. Anyway,
last question. Feelings with the most recent comeback?
It was great.
Yeah, it was very refreshing to see that they were still the same dorks that they've always been,
right?
And that the music video was absolutely ridiculous, but that they still looked so sexy and so great.
How are you a dork but you fine?
Yeah. And I just remember I had the worst, like, bias breakdown. I was like, I don't know who my bias is. I've been biased for this person for like 11 years, and now you're telling me I'm having a crisis.
And they said, we're going to bring the same ridiculousness from my house to make it.
To this, right? It was great. I loved it. I just...
I love it, too. I love it.
I just... And, like, to be into a group for so long and to have, like, a group... Like, you love them all, but you have, like, a bias like me. And then, like, 11 years later... to be having a crisis over who is your actual bias. I feel like that just says a lot about the group and is a testament to how much you, like, we truly love them.
Yeah, because I can never stick with one. I have one.
Have them all. But I've always had one that I'm like, oh, I lean a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it usually is with groups, though. Like, I bias someone specifically, but I mm-hmm. and I or I lean towards them, but I love everybody. But this was like straight up like, oh my gosh, why are three members? Oh my gosh.
If there's anything you guys need to do is to watch, I think they're on Running Man.
Oh, yes.
That's what you guys need. That's when you can see, like, I'm pretty sure 2 p.m. They had to have been on Running Man the way I think I'm remembering they were. It. They're hilarious.
They're
made to be, like, they get along so well. I don't know what
else to say.
They
get along really well. They're really good at comedy. They're all really good actors, too. Like, they've all been really just trying their hand in acting. And, mm-hmm. like, that was another thing that was just adding to the bias crisis, because I was watching Taekyun and like Junho in dramas, and I was like, oh my god, I have feelings for them.
Junho looked, he was all wet.
That whole era for Make It, Junho was oh the god. Problem.
Pass out.
Junho was the problem in, and then like,
why did you come out like that?
And the dip that he did, or like when he was right, the one where
all of y'all.
She was falling out of the building, and he was there, and he was like, what the heck is the point?
I've never fangirled so hard over in the episode.
Like, what in the world was? Yeah, it was him. He came out wet, and it.
Yes, he did.
Like that whole thing just set.
Chest
and then
out.
Right. Why? He was the problem. He was the problem, that music video.
They were already fine, and then he did that, and I was like,
oh my
god.
Not necessary at all. And then the stages, oh my gosh. So they performed on Music Bank, and they had gold.
No, we're not done. Because Tay did the same thing with the people running and pushing him. And
oh, yeah, and he was just standing there looking. But I was going to say, Junho, for the Make It stages for Music Bank, he was in a gold like silk top, and I was just like, wow, mm-hmm. okay. And it was so unnecessary when he like during the choreography rolled up his sleeve. It's really
the right amount of man.
It's really something when a hot man does that with his sleeve.
I can't stand it.
Junho did that, and I was like, wow, this is chaos. I'm losing my mind. This is
the
chaos.
Most played part?
Is it?
I'm trying to find
no.
out.
The most played is when Taekyun pushes the girl up against the wall.
No, I was talking about the stage. That's what I was looking at.
Oh.
Yeah, you're talking about the stage. Oh! Scandalous. I love it. Spicy. They're so great. Like,
they are.
What a treat for women.
All right. They are
like
right. Women. They are a group for women though.
They like women. Literally female gays.
And oh my gosh, I'm watching the music video again, and I forgot Taekyun sings in that low deep register at the part where he pushes the girl against
I would literally die if you did that. I would.
Right? I'd just be like,
I'd be like, I'm ready. This is great. I
this
feel
is how
like
we go out.
I feel like I've seen all I could see and hear all I can hear. I meet God at the gates, and he'd be like, "That was nice, huh?" And
I'd be like, yep.
Worth it. So, if you don't know who 2PM is, I am begging. They are one of the OGs where I'm like, you have to, like, listen to their stuff or watch their videos.
Yeah.
Because the girls don't do it like 2PM.
No.
I've yet to see anyone else do it like them. And when that time comes, no one's going to know what to do. Mm-hmm. That's too much power. Too much. They have too much power.
They do. They're such a good, like, JYP did so right mm-hmm. with them. This was a great group.
An amazing group.
It was the right members. Like, you just had that formula of members when you
them and
GOT7. Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
In your bag. Absolutely did that.
It was awesome. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I need another comeback now. It's been 2 years again.
Just one more. Just one more. Just one more.
We need it. We're suffering.
Or EP. Like,
I'm suffering. Do that. Yeah, it doesn't even need to be an album. You can do an EP. We'll accept it in that instance. We'll make an exception.
The world needs you all to come back.
We do.
And to remind people
who you are.
What the standard is. for men.
I agree.
I second this.
I don't know. Just please. We're begging.
We are begging. I'm begging for sure. Because I was Make It was such a good album. I want that again. Like, I want them back again. Ugh.
Just make an album with 30 songs and that'd be it.
Yeah. Two CD release.
So easy. Are they all married? Where are they now?
I don't think so.
Did Tae get married?
Chansung did.
All married?
I don't think
Tae y'all should be married. I would want y'all to be married. Whoever the lady is, good for you.
Chansung is married, but I don't think anybody else is.
Oh, you are lucky you have ever dated any of these. Tae would be such a great friend too. I think because I would want to be Tae's friend.
Yeah,
like he's very hilarious. He has the same type of humor. I don't know.
He's just a dork.
Yeah.
They're
all dorks. I want to be all your friends.
Taekyung, though, is definitely like
very dorky.
He's very dorky.
And that's hilarious because.
But we love
your looks.
Yeah, right? You look like that. Oh my goodness.
But you are a huge dork and it's funny.
It is.
Adds to your charm. That's why you're a heartthrob.
Yes.
Well,
it really does. Like, it really just makes him the perfect package.
That's why, like, so boyfriend quoted and, like...
But so hot. And then you're just ridiculous.
Wow.
Amazing. Yes, wow.
More men like that. Like all of y'all. I don't know what else to say. We got to end it here because I could just be like...
We could talk about them all day and how
literally
they are.
Probably the only time you'll see... Yeah. 2 p.m. is just fine.
Like, they are. And they all have such wonderful, amazing voices, too.
Great voices. More vocals that are, like, deep.
They're great. That was it, though, for our 2 p.m. then and now. Did any of our favorites make your list of favorites? Are any of your favorites not on our list? And what are they? Because we always love a good throwback, so you should tell us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah. Then, if there's an album where you're like, I can't believe you guys didn't say this album, I'll happily listen.
Yes, I'll go back and listen and be like, you might be right.
You're right.
You were right. But yeah, let us know. And then if you haven't listened to 2 p.m., highly recommend the Flashback Nostalgia. Go give them a listen because they're a group that is
definitely I would say they paved a way that should have been permanent.
Yes, they definitely added a lot to K-pop as K-pop has grown. Mm-hmm. So I think they are worth checking out just because of the history that they have.
Yeah, so. I agree.
But that was it. Let us know what you think. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And give 2PM a lot of love. And we will see you next time.
Bye.